So this picture here is me playing at the very first event of the event brand I own called Blox. It was in London and it was a flop. It was a massive flop. I lost money on it. Only about 40 people turned up. Majority of them were my friends. However, 18 months later, I decided to take it to a different city because the first party was in London, and I took it to Leicester. Now, this was a free party. It was in my friend's bar, so it was already going to be busy, but it was all right, and it relit that fire. That night, I actually met a DJ who was playing at the bar, and him and his friends had created a brand, and I sent them a message saying, Saturday, May the 20th, if you're playing anywhere, I'm thinking of doing a rooftop event. I really wanted to do a rooftop rave. I was set on it. That is what I wanted to do. So we did it. We put on a rooftop rave and we sold it out. This was our first collab event with Blox and Studio 5 in Leicester. And we look at it, man. It was middle of May. It had rained all the weeks beforehand, but the rave gods were on our side that day. The sun came out, not a cloud in the sky. After this, we continued to do more parties. The party after that sold out. The party after that, we increased our numbers up. We didn't sell out, but it was a very, very tough party to sell, but we still did over 400. Then it got to Halloween and we did a massive jump. We thought, oh, going to night raves, how's this going to be? We sold out a week in advance. A week in advance. It was insane. Over 700 people. Then New Year's Eve came. We're like, do we take the big step? Do we really go for it? We invested in a lot of production, bigger artists. Our break even was so high that we were just like, what are we doing? And it went something like this. 1700 people later. Honestly, this, let me get out of the way so you can appreciate this. It was honestly insane. One of them, wow, we did it moments. It was incredible. The actual picture from the top is the second, is the party in the same venue, in that same room, but at Easter. Easter just gone. We thought, we can't just prove we're a one-trick pony. We are going to prove that we can do this again, and we did. Look at it, man. We had Josh Baker down, and honestly, it's been incredible. So starting out, we went from 40 people in a bar to now events with nearly 2,000 people, and it just shows you just have to trust the process. Keep working day by day, building brick by brick. And as I always say, eventually you turn around, you have a house. You just keep building, keep innovating. For us, throwing the parties, it's all about putting the customer experience first. Coming out of COVID, I honestly thought a lot of promoters had just got comfortable. There wasn't, when you really look at them, there wasn't anything fun happening. And we always put the customer first. We want that rave experience to be top tier. And yeah, man, honestly, it's 2 years today since I created Blox. The journey's been incredible. This year, we take the brand to Ibiza, which is nuts. I can't even believe I'm saying that. We continue to do bigger parties. We've got a massive day rave in like 2-3 weeks. And yeah, it's it just shows, guys, trust the process. Keep on working. If you work hard enough and you don't give up, you get there.